How did Gupta and Mandalbano become blood brothers on the morning of July 31, Gupta? Thanks, John, for coming in so early to the office. I know you are a very busy man, yet you volunteer so much of your time to chair this institution that we both love. Would you like some chai, dot Mandalbano? No thanks. I've already had my double espresso. Gupta, please have another one and sit down, because I have a little surprise for you. Mandalbano, really, I can hardly wait. I hope it is good news. Gupta, it depends. But here we go. Hold on to your chair, as they say, Mr. Chair. I am resigning from the presidency of UBC, effective immediately. Mandalbano, shocked. That's a surprise, all right. Are you okay, Arvind? Any health problem? Is everything all right with your family? Gupta, I have never felt better. Mandalbano, this is really regrettable. I hope it is not, because of those CVs I asked for last January. Anybody can have a bad day, you know. Gupta, look, John. I have made meaningful accomplishments in my tenure as president, but I have realized that the job of UBC president does not allow me to make any real contribution to the university or Canada's innovation agenda. Such a contribution is best realized by my taking a year-long leave of absence, effective immediately. Mandalbano, is this it? I am shocked and genuinely surprised. Gupta. Plus, I want to come back to my old love, my research on computational complexity. John, you have always been fascinated by the complexities of this institution, and you yourself have contributed some. Well, myself, I prefer computational complexity. Mandalbano. Okay, if you say so. It is your life after all. But how regrettable. Your contract says that you need to give us a 3 months' notice. Gupta. Sorry. My resignation is effective immediately. Mandalbano. But what should I tell the board? Gupta. I am sure you can come up with something. Let's face it, you have the full backing of the board. You always will. You must know that. Mandalbano. But what should I tell the faculty? Gupta. Oh well, you have 3 members of the faculty on your board, including you know who, wink, wink dot, you're covered. You have faculty representation. Mandalbano. But what about the faculty association? Gupta. No worries there. They only do collective bargaining. They don't care about who comes and who goes. Mandalbano. But everyone has heard me say that you and I are brothers in arms. You fail, I fail. Am I gonna have to resign with you then? Gupta. Nah. Don't worry about that, John. That was last year. No one will even attempt to question your proven leadership qualities. Mandalbano, but where are we going to find a president on such a short notice? Gupta, easy. Your secretary knows a bunch of retired ones. She will find you someone who is willing to come back to the spotlight. Mandalbano, but you are the first ever non-white president of UBC, and the first to step down so early. What will this do to my diversity credentials? Gupta, come on, John. Get yourself a woman president, and this will be a non-story. With Angie and Deborah already in place, you will be unassailable on that front. Even better, get Indira, and you would score on both diversity counts. Plus, all you need is an interim for a year. You can then get back to the old ways. Mandalbano. Wow. What a surprise indeed. I confess that we never did things like that under my leadership at RBC. Gupta. And by the way, I want my presidential salary for the next little while, if you know what I mean, wink wink. That's in my contract, remember? Mandalbano. But, what would the government say? Gupta. Hard to believe you are worrying about that, John. With all the connections you have. suffices for Wilkinson to say that this matter is strictly between Boji and their employee. Mandelbano. Okay. Gupta. And by the way, I need to stay in Norman Mackenzie house for a little while, until I find a new house. Plus think of all the cash you had approved for the renovation. It may as well be used. Mandelbano. Fine, but no more bodies in the backyard, okay? Gupta. Yes, and here the clincher. I need a total shroud of secrecy on the whole affair. Not a single word of our agreement should ever go out. I mean, ever. Okay? Mandelbano. But the university is a place of open dialogue and transparency. Gupta. Just tell people that, regrettably, you must be respectful that confidentiality arrangements were mutually entered into, and both parties are bound by that arrangement. Mandelbano. I guess, I can handle that. Gupta. Great. Let's now seal the deal like honorable men used to do in the old days. Let's poke our thumbs, draw blood, and be blood brothers. Mandelbano. How romantic. I always wanted to do something like that, since I was a little boy on the east side, but my neighbors never wanted to play.